Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're not concerned at all. We're in a great place with the county, the city, and the state. The lease has a lot of optionality in it. We're going to be talking about an extension over the summer. But if we decide to sit tight where we are, that has an automatic opt-in of another 5 years on it, and there's potential to run it out almost to 18 years. So not a concern. We do want to sit down with the county and the state and the city and talk about the long-term viability of the property and where we need to go, but there's no concern at all relative to the lease. You know, if anybody's uncomfortable at all, I can let them know that the Buffalo Sabres are not going anywhere, and we're set to be here for a very long time.
Bills CEO Pete Guelli with News Radio 930 WBEN a little bit earlier this morning. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Sabres missing the playoffs. They lose the Leafs last night 4-0. Just notice in our YouTube feed, if you're following us on YouTube, welcome. You can watch us on YouTube, and you can comment in the chat. You can do lots of things. What's the picture, Owen, you're putting up for the, like, WGR, Jeremy and Joe, blah, blah, blah? It's a Josh Allen and an Alex Tuck right now. And I just want to say, the picture of the two of them, it's a flow picture. They're both rocking flow. Yeah. Allen's hair's out his helmet. Tuck's doing his signature.
Yeah.
As he, you know, whips his hair.
I mean, who amongst these two teams isn't rocking flow right now? I mean, Tage has got it. Darlene's got it.
Power's got the best flow in, like, the NHL.
Yeah. Benson, I noticed last night, has got it going.
Benson, you mentioned him. Real quick on Benson before we forgot to get to James Bradbury.
Anytime you want to talk Zach Benson, I will.
I'm not a fan of Benson, but for me, a lot of Benson is, I wonder when all of these really nice plays will start to find the score sheet.
Sure.
For him, because he doesn't exactly produce, but there's fancy stats that love him. Last night was a Benson game. Last night he made 10 plays where he's like, oh, that's a smart play. Holy cow.
The spin pass, he fools Max Domi twice on the same play, making him think he's going to go up the wall and then back to the corner. And it was just him doing a spinorama pass back to the point to Darlene. And Domi just wasn't even close.
Yep.
And
one play, he's on the wall, he cuts into the slot, gets a lot of space. Like, Benson's one of those players that creates space for other players. Not in the way we usually talk about how, oh, when you punch and you hit and you fight, you create space for your stars. Benson just makes so many smart plays that guys get room because of how smart the play he makes is. And I thought last night there were like 5 times, 10 times where you could say, oh, that's a nice play. All right, 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. The Bills having James Bradbury in for a visit. Bradbury, we forgot to get to that. Sorry, sometimes we tease stuff. We ultimately get to it. But your brother, Lou, who covers Lockdown Eagles for Lockdown Eagles, you asked him about Bradbury.
Yeah, I said, James Bradbury, go. Because he was on the Eagles for a couple of years. He was a second-team All-Pro in 2022. Missed all of last year with an injury. And his immediate response, as Bradbury's 31 years old, and we kind of know this about corners, that there's a line in the sand in age usually. He said he's shot, but he used 1, 2, 3, 4 O's and looks like 6 T's at the end. Was getting absolutely fried in 2023, which was the last time that he played. And he kind of implied that there might have been an opportunity for him to return from that injury last year, but that they didn't want to activate him and they wanted him to kind of just be like a player, coach, and leader, just like be around. So they didn't really have any intent on putting him on the field if he was indeed capable. That sounds a little more like he's thinking that could have been the case, and that's not like out there. So I don't know. It kind of sounds like the guy doesn't have a lot left in the tank. And off an injury, I mean, kind of weird that they wouldn't just circle back around to Rasul Douglas, I think, if they're thinking, oh, let's go for a veteran corner. Veteran corner in case our rookie that we bring in at some point in the draft isn't doing the job. Bradberry over Douglas, I guess it could be about money, right?
It could.
Could be about money. But doesn't look like the most appealing idea to my eyes.
Almost every free agent that's on the market right now is like, it might as well be a deep freeze. Why would anybody sign any player?
Right. You're waiting. That's the other thing. You sign Bradberry right now, and, I guess he doesn't rate enough, I think, to change my opinion about anything draft-related.
Well, not just
If they signed him today, I'm not taking corner down at all for first round or second round.
Not just that, but like think about it if you're Amari Cooper. Why would I sign? I'll wait to find which team didn't get the receiver it liked, or I'll wait to find out where a team is either desperate or whether it's a young receiver. Just the rooms are about to fill out at every position. You're a defensive tackle on the market. All right, you want to wait? Fine, I'll wait. Let's see who gets the guys they want and who doesn't. If the Bills go into this draft and go corner in the first and edge in the second, and then by the time they get to their second pick of the second round, they don't like the defensive tackles, and they go receiver there, and it's late-round defensive tackles, guess what? Ring, ring, it's time to start calling some defensive tackle free agents because the board didn't fall your way. So much of the draft, after the first 10 picks, is does it fall for you? I mean, you are not a driver in the draft. You are a passenger making decisions along the way.
Yeah. Definitely. Bradberry, Pro Football Focus in 2023, his last full season. Out of 74 corners, his coverage grade was 66th. He allowed 800 yards. He was targeted, how about this? He was targeted 101 times that year, which was one of the highest rates in the league. So they were going after him the last time he was on the field. That was the eighth highest total in the NFL that year, 2 years ago. All right. So, yeah. But again, I don't think he would ever be the plan to play. Or even make the team. Guy that signs right now off an injury like that, they might say, to your point about like why would a guy sign right now, it might be because he just doesn't have much of a market. That he doesn't expect maybe to find, you know, much for him even after the draft. Cooper, that might be different. Cooper might think
money.
Yeah, I can find a team late stages that's going to be like, okay, yeah, what do you want? You want $9 million? All right, fine. Like he might find a team that gets around to doing that.
803-0550 to join us. One quick, want to have a fun conversation. It's not quite Let's Get Stupid, but it's a little bit of fun.
It's not, by the way, so last segment I was trying to think of what the worst call Wednesday was that I had forgotten. It was a fan courtside eating a plate of spaghetti yesterday at the Warriors game.
I'll play your game. Twitter poll. What's worse, Cobb salad at a movie theater or spaghetti NBA courtside?
One is definitely
weird. What is more absurd?
The spaghetti.
A salad in the dark. A Cobb salad.
What's the problem with the dark? That was the problem?
Of all the foods to eat in the dark, salad's got to be the worst to eat in the dark.
Because
you're trying to spear things. Why do you eat popcorn?
Yeah, but you know where to put the spear.
How are you going
to
find your ham? Or is that what's in a Cobb salad? What's in a Cobb salad? Turkey?
Have you ever had a Cobb salad?
Probably.
No, you haven't because it has eggs in it.
I definitely picked the egg out. There's a hard boiled egg.
Or without egg.
I definitely picked the egg right on out.
Chicken,
of there.
Egg, bacon, crumbly blue. All right. Yeah, you can do a couple of different things. Veggies. Those are the core pieces.
Put that one in the chat. What's weirder, Cobb salad in a movie theater or spaghetti courtside in an NBA game?
See, I had a table, though, at my seat. Like, one of the, like, it swings out in front of you. Whereas this guy is doing the balancing act of he's sitting courtside. He's palming the plate of spaghetti with one hand while he's using the fork in the other. So that seems a lot more difficult and more prime for a spill.
So wait, when you had the table, I'm going to review the all 22 of this. Yeah. You had to have your hand on the Cobb salad bowl. You're using two hands also. There's no way you can just spear with the fork because it would be pushed all around the table. You'd be in spill zone.
Sure, but I'm barely holding the bowl in place. That's just there for support. This guy is like, he's like holding like a tray, like he's a waiter, the way he's holding this plate of spaghetti.
Yeah.
Also, did he get it? He must have got it from the arena.
I mean, if you bring spaghetti into an NBA game, now that's definitely the weirdest.
What arena have you ever been to in your life that serves spaghetti?
That's a good question.
I almost want to consider, actually, to review the All-22 on this guy at the Warriors game yesterday. It's a paper plate.
Of spaghetti.
Doesn't look like a type of, looks like a paper plate that you would bring from home.
All right.
Again, I'm wondering, if it is possible, he brought this from home because there's no arena you can find that is serving a plate of spaghetti at a basketball game.
The Warriors play in what arena?
It's not Oracle anymore.
I mean, that place has a lot of different food options. It's in the Bay Area. It's going to have everything. You could probably
Chase Center in San Francisco.
You could probably get Swordfish there. I mean, let's be real about Chase Center menu options. But there's another scenario. How could you get spaghetti courtside an NBA game? I got one more. This person was like second row.
Yeah, so he was courtside, but he was second.
Was he second row? Second row behind the teams.
He was behind the coach.
Could be a team employee. And guess where you would most definitely get spaghetti? Team meal.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, this is a good theory.
Right? Team meal.
This is a very good theory.
Every team meal in sports has spaghetti. Is going to have pasta.
Absolutely.
Almost all of them. They're going to have some carbs.
Yeah, let's see. He is...
Can you see a logo on the windbreaker?
No, I mean, I see a windbreaker, and he's wearing very blue jeans.
Very blue jeans.
NBA team employee. I'm thinking sweats, or I'm thinking like a little bit more... Yeah, I mean, it's a good theory, though. That this guy works for the team, and that's how you find your way to getting spaghetti, rather than the Chase Center. Like, you go, it's like, oh, let's see, what do they got? They got hot dogs, they got hamburgers, they got chicken, spaghetti. I'll take that. I'll have a plate of spaghetti, please.
A few in the chat
that'll
say
$27.
There's a claim in the chat that literally every arena sells some sort of spaghetti, which is a flat lie. That is not correct.
Go to the Saber game tomorrow.
You cannot.
This person should go to the Saber game tomorrow and send us a picture at the arena with spaghetti that he acquired at the arena. Bet you can't do it. Unless they bring it in for like dog of the day or something.
Tomorrow, we're officially announcing the spaghetti challenge. Sabres Flyers, welcome to the spaghetti challenge.
It's like an Easter egg hunt. Find spaghetti at KeyBank Center.
We have another in the chat who has said, at a game recently, went and a woman pulled a Ziploc bag of spaghetti out and ate it there at the Sabres game.
That is unbelievable. A Ziploc bag? Can you just walk in with Ziploc bags full of food?
Yeah, Jack writes in, I was at a Sabres game. A lady next to me pulled out a Ziploc bag of pasta and ate it mid-period. All right.
That is unbelievable.
Tomorrow night, the spaghetti challenge is on.
Now, are these like buttered noodles, or is there sauce on this?
I'm not going to differentiate. I think either way, you're eating, you know, pasta.
Yeah. Pasta. And then did he say what he was eating it out of the Ziploc bag? Or put it onto a plate after that?
I want a bowl. I mean, I'm going to want like a bowl.
Yeah, I would like a bowl if I'm going to do this, which I'm not.
The chat claims that Teppo Neumannan said his favorite food at HSBC was spaghetti and meat sauce, and that is on YouTube. Again, it wasn't for sale at concessions. It's a player.
That's a player.
That's catered team meal scenario.
Right. There might even be like a media dinner, right? Isn't there at the arena, or they serve food up there? So sometimes maybe like that the press box might have spaghetti. But this guy's in the second row.
Very possible. Behind the coach, that's like team family.
I don't want to judge him here, but I don't think a coach is wearing these jeans. I got to be honest.
Because they're very blue.
They're so blue.
How, like, what color blue?
Like,
fluorescent?
No, it's just.
What's very blue? Blue's got a lot of shades.
You know, like, you know, there's jeans now, you get the darker blues, you get the lighter, not the lighter blues, like the faded blue look.
Sure.
Almost a little bit. This is like
electric blue.
Old school, classic, you know, dad jeans type of look. There we go. I should have gone with, they look like dad jeans. So not judging. I just don't think the coach of the, who were they playing last night? The Memphis Grizzlies has a guy that's wearing those jeans. That's my theory. I'm looking at the menus, by the way, Chase Center. I don't see spaghetti anywhere.
No spaghetti on the menu.
Nowhere. Not that I see. You can get a Caesar salad or a vegetarian pizza at Tony G's, but I do not see spaghetti.
Back to the Cobb salad in movie theater. Paul writes in, you've never been to a movie theater that offers food service and it shows. I've eaten full meals in movie theaters. Let's have a conversation about full meals. What is in movie theaters?
Does Cobb salad count as a full meal? Is he talking like a five-course dinner?
You mean a full meal?
Yeah.
Oh, you got just shrimp and pasta and bread on the side, and there's a plate of broccoli. Full meals at a movie theater?
I have been to one of these movie theaters.
Full meal.
Slash restaurants. I was in Albuquerque, so maybe not here.
Tell me what you're
Southwest.
Eating at this.
This might be a Southwest thing.
It really? Might be.
Because I was in Scottsdale.
Because it was very popular down there.
Because people want to get out of the heat. And they're like, I got to eat something and I got to watch a movie.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I had, if I'm remembering correctly, I ordered nachos.
Not a full meal. Okay.
Appetizers.
You sure?
I'm going full.
Sure.
And then I got a burger and fries, and I'm pretty sure there was cheesecake involved at the end as
Holy
well.
Holy cow.
So it was a full bore, like, three-course situation.
See, when I hear the phrase full meal, when somebody writes into me, it's like, well, full meals, I'm not thinking of making a meal out of theater food. Like, you got two hot dogs and nachos and jujubes. Like, that's not a full meal. When you're telling me that I've never been to one with full food service, which I have, I've just never seen, like, courses to a meal at a movie.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Don't nobody knock over my broccoli cheddar soup.
that was the most nerve-wracking part. Is you would like, they had servers that would come. You would have, right, like a ticket, and you would wave it or put it.
Oh,
somewhere.
See, mine had a button. You would actually, yeah, hit a button, and then it was like an airplane. And
exactly,
the server would come.
But
to you.
But you're watching these servers, like, and we're in reclining chairs eating these meals. It was ridiculous, yeah, and I was so scared somebody was gonna spill, you know, a hot soup on somebody's lap. Soup was on the menu. I do remember that.
See, I'm looking at the menu of the place I went. I don't see soup. I mean, I've got edamame and bruschetta and what do you want here? They've got burgers and Caesars and bowls, and they've got a whole salad menu, club sandwiches, bacon melt, street tacos, grilled cheese, quesadillas, pizza. This is also called a dine-in theater. I should also,
fair enough,
should also claim or another, make sure everyone knows.
Another tweet here. Spreads in a courtside club of an NBA game. That's right, courtside club. You may get oysters and lobster and pasta, sushi, hibachi. It's a different world. It's like the Yankees Legend Suite. I've been to the Yankees Legend Suite,
yeah,
and eaten there, and I can say, yeah, that's right.
But would you bring it to your seat?
No. Where we sat inside the Yankees Legend Suite was, right, it was huge, and it's the best food restaurant you've ever been in your life, and it was sushi, and it was carving stations. But no, we did eat those inside the club,
yeah,
not
right,
out at the seats.
Would you have been able to walk out, though, with a plate of something to your seats?
I think yes.
You would have been able to. Like, no one's,
yes,
going to stop you from doing that if you really wanted to.
Right.
All right, well, maybe that's what happened here. I mean, the Bill Stadium's probably going to have more of this. The new Bill Stadium's going to have
probably
more of
this. Yeah, more food options, more fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Draft day, 8 days away.
Can't wait.
We'll get a call in here before the break. Mark in Hamburg. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. I got an idea. I'm sure we have probably 500,000 listeners. I say that the final game against Philly, nobody goes. Let's spread the message. Let's send a message to Mr. Pegula, the GM, Adams. Nobody show up at the final game. As fans, as season ticket holders, we had enough, right? 13 years, no playoffs. What's your opinion? Want to get the word rolling and on TV there? Nobody will be there, not a person. I'll hang up and listen.
Nah.
Yeah, I just
nah.
Didn't you try to stage you and Mike try to stage a walkout like 25 years ago and it didn't work?
Mike did.
Mike did. Okay.
That was pre-salary cap. That was pre-lockout.
Yeah, that was like a long time ago.
That's when the Sabres payroll was 20 million and the Rangers was 95
20 million
or something. It was nuts. Yeah. It was a noble cause to, you know, affect change in the NHL.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
and the problem is, if I remember correctly, Mike would be able to tell the story. It ended up being an awesome game. The Sabres had like breakaways and they had the lead. So everyone's really excited. No one wanted to leave because it was a good game.
But, yeah.
And it was only a walkout from the seats to a different part of the arena briefly. And it was not a protest of the Sabres. I'm trying to remember all this. I think it was more of a protest of like the league's financial structure.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
It was a Bettman protest,
probably.
Maybe? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, listen.
Send a message.
If you want, it would send a message. If you want to, I think they have to know. That's the other thing.
Yeah, of course.
Like, they have to know that people are furious, if there's enough emotion left to be furious, with the state of the team and the existence of the drought. That might make it more angry, you know, make you even more angry, though, is the idea that they know how angry you are, and they still can't get it done or spend to the cap.
Yeah. Shout out Mark saying 500,000 people are listening.
I was taken aback. 500,000?
Conservatively.
I mean, you don't need 500,000 to stage a walkout, technically. You only need 19,000.
Yeah, but you need a very specific 19,000.
You do. You do get that in soccer once in a while, right? Like, didn't Manchester United have that last year?
Yes, you get fans parading through the streets.
They showed up and then left when the game began, I think is what they did.
Yep.
So, it's not like it's never happened in sports. I don't think it's ever happened in North American sports.
803-0550, when we get back, I'm going to seek guidance on an emotional hedge. I never got to that question I was going to ask you about, you know, a fun sports question that ties into the Champions League today, but we'll apply it to all the others. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.